The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome to John Steadmiller's show. John is not here quite yet. This is still Michael Rivero, and I'm going to be keeping you company here for a little bit until we find, you know, John. And if it's too late, we'll put his face on a milk carton. So anyway, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, if you would like to call on in, and we'll have ourselves a little bit of a discussion. Mike Lindell is basically coming down to the end of his symposium, and it's been a very long road. And again, for those who are used to a symposium format, you understand there's a lot of talking and it drags on. There's a lot of fine detail, but we are seeing a lot of people start to distill down the major points that are being made. Stolen hard drives, missing flash drives, machines connected to the internet that were not supposed to be connected to the internet. So anyway, let's see. Getting into some news here. Over at the Washington Compost, Jennifer Rubin has come out with a column celebrating the fact that the latest census shows the white population is starting to shrink. And she says it is fabulous news that the white population is going to become a minority. Huzzah, huzzah. Okay. And apparently Ralph Winterode was supposed to fill in for John tonight. And Ralph, we've got to put his face on a milk carton here. Alrighty, the World Health Organization, not satisfied with the fear-mongering over the various variants of COVID, they're now sounding the alarm over the Marburg virus, which is closely related to Ebola. There's really only one case over in Africa. It is highly contagious. It is very, very deadly. But at this point, I think the World Health Organization is just trying to keep the fear index up. Meanwhile, Disney has put out a new video basically pushing the idea that children should stay at home and wear masks. So everybody is getting in on this. It's almost like the saturated propaganda that we had back during World War II. And as an historical note, the Disney company actually got stiffed on the payment for a lot of those propaganda films and training films they made for the U.S. military during the war. All righty. Okay. And I'm going to keep talking until Ralph.
Yeah. We'll just say hi to Ralph here in a second. Sorry, oh. I didn't get the memo, everybody. here comes Ralph.
Okay. Hi, Ralph. How you doing?
Let's see. Hang on. He hasn't answered yet.
Okay. Welcome to the joys of
live radio. There you are, Ralph. You're on the air. You can say hi to Mike, and we'll...
Hello there. Hold on.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm turning off. I've been listening to You Know What, don't you?
Yeah, we all have. I got it on the office TV here.
Yeah, I was trying to see. They were listing out the representatives. I wanted to see if we had anybody that's got any cojones up here out of Alaska. We are represented, but I was trying to find out if out of that den of vipers, we actually had one that wasn't a snake.
Okay.
But anyways, I'll find out later. I'll just have to replay it. They were just going through all the senators and representatives and stuff in the states. Of course, there's only one federal person there. What's that tell you?
It's definitely, there's a lot of filtering going on. There's a lot of denial, really, is what's going on.
A lot of cowardice is what's going on.
Well, there's definitely that, too. They don't want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park.
Well, I'll tell you what, you either stand and fight or you lose. We got two choices.
Absolutely. Well, Ralph, I'm going to let you, take over the show now and, bid you farewell. My lady love has dinner waiting for us, and have a good show.
Okay, thank you. This is Ralph Crumlin Winterode II. I'm coming to you live out of Alaska, and I have been as much as I can riveted to Mike Lindell, frankspeech.com, because when you stand and fight, I guarantee you, they're going to come after you. I guarantee you, I lost a $2 million company after I supported the Gulf War Senator, Joyce Riley, if anybody knows who she is. I've supported Dr. Judy Wood, the only forensic investigation book, Where Did the Towers Go? I wrote the contracts and stuff and helped her get her book printed, got her out of a phony contract. I have a Supreme Court brief that I authored. I'm not an attorney, not a counselor of law. They always modify it, so it's not mine. It's 20-1714. Go to the Supreme Court docket, 20-1714. Download it. Or email me at irs@alaskametaman.com, and I'll give you stuff you won't see anywhere. I guarantee you. Lawyers won't touch it. I've had 3 FBI stings against me. Fine. They got me on one. I suckered in. Now what they're doing, just like all these people from Colorado, next thing I know, people can't donate with a Walmart debit card. 4 different people. They won't tell them why. Then they steal $500 out of my debit card, Walmart debit card, to try to put me down. Then they tell me I have 3 cards coming, and none of them, I found out today, are there. Well, I wised up. I went to the bank, and I haven't had a bank account in 22 years. Got an instant debit card. Then I find out they're playing games. They won't give me the routing numbers. They give me the wrong one, and then the bank, the thing is closed. Well, there's always a way to win. Always. If you're in business, or if you're in a fight, you never surrender. So I called the banking people, and I got all 10 routing numbers for Green Dot. And the last one was the one that was needed so I could get my Social Security check coming. There's always a way to win. You never surrender. In America, we don't know that word. We win. And the, what is in the Supreme Court of the United States that has really pissed them off? The IRS is a done deal. There is no reason to be doing Internal Revenue Service. It is baloney. And I can prove it. And it's not real hard. And I'm going to get to it later on in the show. I also, there are no constitutional courts. And I can prove that too. In the states or in the courts of the United States. They don't exist. Can you prove it? Never, like a lawyer, never ask the question unless you know the answer. I deal only in facts. Now, I've been watching what Mike Lindell does, and he is a godsend. He's just like Trump. The power of the Creator had to be behind to give us somebody like Trump. We have to have real leaders. We have to have real leaders. And Mike Lindell has stood it. He's just like Trump. He's got the bucks to do it, so they can't take it. They just pounded on him relentlessly with lies. And just like Mike Lindell, I mean, I have bought the stuff that I can afford. I have his pillows. They're great. I have his bed thing over the bed. That thing has made my back quit aching. I have his sheets. That man's products are good stuff. Everybody should support Mike Lindell. Buy his stuff. Anybody that is against our republic, if you can figure out a way around them, don't give them money. Why are we contributing to the IRS? I can prove it's all nonsense. Totally nonsense. Mike Lindell has the evidence. I was watching today a little bit of in between calling all these banks, and because I'm going to turn Green Dot Bank in. They've had my $500 for almost a month, and they can't figure out where the money went. Well, I'm going to turn them in. I always follow up, boy. I don't ever surrender. You will not get me to back down. I watched the movie Midway. Those pilots outnumbered. Enemy had better planes, more ships, more aircraft carriers. They knew when they went in the air, they probably wouldn't come back. And they went out and they took down 4 Japanese carriers and basically won the war. And they were outnumbered, outgunned, everything. But they won. We have the Creator on our side against Satan. This is our republic has been overthrown. And if you haven't figured it out by now, I can prove it. I will guarantee you, anybody, you find me one constitutional court in America, and I can prove to you it does not exist at any level. Do you know why? There are no elections for them. There's no elections. You can't have somebody in a constitutional. The offices are all vacant. There's no elections for them. They print it. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993 defines state means state of the United States. That means the state. When we do it like that, it's a municipal and the District of Columbia. The courts of the several states, federal, the courts of the United States in the several states are not the same as the one in D.C. Unbelievable. And they say the elections are only for federal offices. Well, wait a minute here. Let's see. If I live in Texas, is everybody down there part of the federal government? We are. We just don't know. And it's amazing how some of these movies have come out like V for Vendetta. It says, what's the problem? Just look in the mirror. It's us, you and me. And that's what I was getting out of this symposium, this cyber symposium that Mike Lindell has got the cojones to put on because he's a devout Christian, but he's a fighter. And he looks at common sense logic. And he's right on. If we do not kill the machines, we're done. You cannot win against a rigged computer program. And they've been doing it for decades. We have not. We've been going to the polls. I've been going to the polls. Thought I was voting. Of course, the word vote is another misnomer. Because when you go vote, that's the 15th Amendment. Well, guess what? All that says is there can't be any discrimination. The actual who is entitled to what's called the right of suffrage, the right of the elective franchise called political rights, does not belong to a citizen of the United States. Can we prove it? Oh, absolutely. They only have civil rights, citizens of the United States. It is a status created 14 Stat 23 in 1866 to have the same rights as white citizens. It's still on the internet. Yeah, go look it up. 42 USC, 1981, 1982. Well, same rights as white citizens. If I was a Negro or black or whatever the current word is today, I'd be pissed. Oh, but they don't tell you it was a setup. They don't tell us that because we had to get the 14th Amendment passed. Oh, yeah. We had to get the 14th Amendment passed. Does the 14th Amendment have anything to do with you, you or me? No, I don't have nothing. It had nothing to do. Because now we have, oh, it's a person of color, all this other. But what does the 14th Amendment have to do with you and me? Nothing. And we can prove it if you know where to go look. But the problem is, they only offer us to get us to volunteer. It's all about our birthright. That is the most important thing, is our birthright. Called the law of the land, due process of law, and you have civil rights, and you have political rights. Civil rights have nothing to do with your political rights. Civil rights just means you have the right to go to court and sue and all that stuff. Political rights is a right only for citizens of the several states. You have to have a domicile in that state for some period of time. You have to be a citizen of Texas. And then you get to choose who is, it's a contract on the Constitution, who is going to enter that office. Who is going to enter the office? And they have to take an oath of office to obey the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, which we give them certain things and say, thou shalt not do this. This is reserved to we, the people, us. If we didn't give it to you, you ain't got it. Unbelievable. We don't have it all. There's nobody home. There's no elections for them. They print it. And I, as I've said, if anybody's heard me before, if you don't have Westlaw, you have no chance. If you're really going to do the legal stuff, you have no chance. You can go to all these free sites and all that other. Lexis is all right, but you have to have Westlaw and a whole bunch of databases. Because at your fingertips, I can do more in 10, 15 seconds than I could if I had 1,000 lawyers running through the law library. It's a lie. It's just like The Matrix. If you've seen the movie The Matrix, what you think you know isn't so. Back and back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we're back here at the Central Penn Road II. I'm sitting in for John Stettmiller. And, boy, I tell you, if you really want to keep watching the stuff that is going on with Mike Lindell at his cyber symposium, I've learned so much. I've got a lawyer there, fraud by execution. I got to research that one out because that is a new one to me. Because that is what the IRS is doing, actually, is fraud by execution. And I'm going to look that up. I'm going to talk more about the IRS, but I'm telling you, the information that I have gained by watching, there's more of us than there are of them. There's more good people, Christian people out there with morals that want to save our republic, our constitutional republic. They have cheated and lied, and we have been sitting back and not paying attention. You never surrender. You never. Just like I said, I lost in three years, I lost a $2 million company, and Joyce Riley helped millions, or not millions, but thousands of veterans. It was worth every damn penny of it. Who cares? I spent 13 years on that company. 10 getting it up and 3 watching it be destroyed by the Department of Defense, confirmed by the salesperson, Howard, Mike Howard, my sales guy for Mitel. After I lost finally the distributorship, they put another company in. Oh, Rob, I said, is this true that the Department of Defense was after me because I wouldn't quit politics? Mitel says, get out of politics. I said, no. This is my country. I get to spend my money and talk. Freedom of speech. a big issue. But I used to go and raise more H-E-double-L in Anchorage. I was there. I went to all the confirmations for the judges, and I went to every time down to the Anchorage Assembly and give them my 3 minutes of documents because I had people feeding stuff to me because they was too, they wouldn't get up and do it. We got to get up. This is like back in the Revolution, getting rid of England. They're big. There's more of us. We have truth on our side. We will win. You just never surrender. Just like they've been jerking me around here with this Social Security and all this other nonsense, giving me the wrong routing number. So I finally went around them. I went to somebody that could give me all of the banking, the routing numbers, and the 10th one was the one that I needed so I could get my Social Security coming. They fight you every way they can to try to unfund you, to do all kinds of stuff. That's fine. I don't care. I do not care. Because I look at what I have inherited. You and me have been given one of the most blessing in this world of having a birthright in this country. And they're every, right now, the communists, the socialists, the totalitarians, the Satanists, they're all out there. The ones from Islam, they shouldn't be here because they're a theocracy. You can't be here and destroy our culture. I like that guy in Hungary. They stood up. And what do they do? Somebody comes across into Hungary. Tucker Carlson, even though he's only goes so far, and Fox News won't cover Mike Lindell. Why is that? If we wanted a, if somebody come up and said, our election's been stolen, and Mike Lindell says, I got all the evidence. It's rock solid. Where is everybody? Where are they? Cowards. Taking money. They've sold out to China. I will never, ever watch any sports. I'm done with all that. It makes me puke. I used to really like football. No thank you. But these people have sold their soul for the love of money is the root of all evil for China, communists. And do they not know any history about what happened when the Bolsheviks and those people took over? What do they do? The people at the top look at all those ones at the bottom that will go against the existing government. What do you think they do? They kill them. You know what they call them? What they call them in Russia? Useful idiots. Do they not know they're not going to be here if we lose our republic? They're going to do them in. They don't want them around because they can't trust them. They don't know any history. Izvestia and the Pravda, the two rags out of Russia. One was the truth and the other was the news. I tell you what. Why do we keep thinking that the media is going to be doing something? They are nothing but a satanic propaganda machine. Hollywood, same thing, the majority of them. Not everybody. There's a few in the media. But almost every one of them has sold out. And that's what's so great about what Mike Lindell is doing. He has got the way to deal with this. Wake the people up. Same thing was in The Gladiator. We were talking to senators up there talking about when communists was going up against The Gladiator. These people care more about their entertainment than they do about what's going on in their country. Back in a minute.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, we're back here. This is Rob from Alito II. I'm sitting in for John Setmiller. We have got to go to every meeting that we can and stand up and talk. These den of vipers we're dealing with, Latte, Alaska, is beyond hope, because we don't even have counties. What was interesting, I found too, I was listening to that a sheriff, if he really knew, he has the power to tell anybody, get the heck out of my county if you don't have the authority to be there. All agencies, all those people have no authority to be there. James in Vancouver, what's going on in Canada?
Good afternoon. I think the record shows that Mike Lindell has lost one hell of a lot of money over this situation. Am I correct?
It's cost any money, but the bottom line, like he says, if we lose our country, it won't make much difference, will it?
No, well, my point is that, he did lose money. He did make the sacrifice, is what I'm getting at. I think same with President Trump, okay? He made a sacrifice, too. And you see, Mike Lindell is an American entrepreneur success. This goes against what the narrative or the story they're trying to push, that America should somehow kind of go crawl away and not be great. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So when somebody like Mike Lindell make such a big sacrifice. And I hear people criticizing him. They're saying, well, you know, he's not saying this or he's not saying that. And the guy's lost all this money, right? He's not maybe a political specialist, you see. And, you know, maybe he doesn't have a professional speechwriters or some such thing. He doesn't have the advisors. But the guy's, like I said, he's sacrificing money, you know, for the cause, you see.
Absolutely. And you know how I can emulate with him? I worked my tail off. I went up against AT&T and Alascom and GCI, and I had the largest privately held telephone interconnect in Alaska because I wouldn't bend.
Yep.
Telecommunications is so corrupt, it makes a bucket full of worms. You won't find a straight earthworm in a whole bucket full. Telecommunications is rotten clear to the core. I told the truth. But when I went after, I funded Joyce Riley, if you know who she is, the Gulf War Syndrome, the Department of Defense came after me. And I tell you what, I have no regrets. They bankrupt me, and I don't give a rat's rump. Because Joyce, God, she was a hell of a woman, and she really helped a lot of people. It's worth it.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I just say it, just like what they're doing now. They get around and they're trying to unfund me. They get around and they steal money out of my Walmart card. Then they tell me it's on the way and it's not. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. That's fine. I don't care. I always win. Always.
I've always wanted to ask you this question. And Alaska's sitting on a lot of oil and gas up there still, aren't they?
Tons of it.
Yeah, so what you have in Alaska, I've heard you many times explain how the court system up there is crooked as a dog's hind leg, what have you. And I got to believe that that's because everybody in that corrupt organization wants a piece of the action that's under the ground. Would I be right?
I'll tell you what happened in Alaska. We're the only state to command equal footing with the other states. We have no sheriffs. We have no counties. We have no nothing, and we have what's called an integrated bar. You know what that means? It's integrated with the government. And what they did in 1974, the Alaska Bar created a whole new court system, gave it a whole new name, a whole new venue, and made all the attorneys take an oath of office, five and 64, Rule 5. And so our whole court system is, there is no public court at all. It's all rigged. Totally under the control of the bar. And what's amazing, they put it on the frickin' internet. You go look up the Alaska Bar, go look up at the front of their charter. It says, we took the third district and that, and we give it a new name. Really?
Right. Well, they brought home that oil in the late 60s, am I correct? That was Prudhoe Bay,
Yeah, I worked on the pipeline. I worked from 1980 to 1985. I was the lead tech for communications, Page Communications. They bought me about $500,000 or $500,000 worth of equipment finally, I was the guy that they looked to because I have a great background in telecommunications and microwave and all that, and it was a hell of a job. In 1985, I made $85,000, and that was a lot of money in 1985.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to give you that observation about what everybody's given up for the fight. So, thanks for taking my call. And
I'll tell you what, you got a heck of a problem in Canada, too, because you got a guy in charge just as bad as old comrade Dementia Biden.
Oh, you know, Ralph, I'll tell you what, here in British Columbia, I can't even buy a steer direct to a rancher here. It's illegal. Wow. And I can give that rancher a better price than what those wholesalers are going to give him. I can give him three times what that steer is worth, and I'll walk away happy because it's good meat, right? I can't do it. Now, if that's not communism, I don't know what is, right?
Oh, it's already here. Our republic's gone. I can prove it. If you do not have a rule of law, if you have no constitutional courts, and if you don't have any elections for what's called public officers of the several states, we're done. And you know what it takes?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Look in the mirror, like just like V for Vendetta, get off your butt, find out that a citizen of the United States is not what you think it is. Be a citizen of Texas or wherever, domiciled there, and you have civil rights, you have political rights, and you also have something else called inalienable rights. You have a soul, and you have a creator.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right. So, okay, well, we'll talk again. Well, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, y'all. Yeah, bye now.
One of the best cases of this stuff, like I say, Mike Lindell, I'm sitting there. There's a lot of really, really smart patriots out there. And they've been showing up on Mike Lindell. I mean, he was talking about by this gal, one clerk out of all of Colorado. I used to live in Colorado. Only one clerk stood up. She comes on an airplane and they raid her place. And another one was there. They went and while they were here, they raided their place. Went, come in and took all the stuff. So what? Tell them to go to hell. Look at what other people gave to get us to this point. Let them give their final measure. They died. Or they come back all injured, all tore to hell. We have been so blessed. Get off your butt and get involved. I'm dealing with 65 or so Republicans over here at Big Lake. And we had a thing up here in Alaska. They're having what something called a permanent fund because you need $30 or $60 billion in the den of vipers. They give supposed to give $1,000 or a couple thousand dollars a year to every man, woman, and child off of the oil revenues. Oh, well, those den of vipers, oh, we can't do that. We know how to spend the money. We had testimony in Wasilla, and about 50 people show up. There's probably, I don't know, 75, 100,000 people running out here in the Batsu Valley and areas. 50 damn people. And then what's even crazier, I got up there and I said, you know, I don't want anything from you guys. I want you to go down and play in your little sandbox because you got no authority to do anything and leave the permanent fund alone. And I said, I will sue you. I get the statutes. You know what's interesting? I put out the head of the people of the Big Lake thing. I said, you talk about, this guy got up, oh, you're a bunch of criminals. You're breaking the law of these two statutes and the one constitution. I said, give me the stuff. They won't give me the stuff. They put out a bunch of nonsense papers that don't go anywhere. You have to go to the root of the tree and chop off the damn roots. That's what Mike Lindell is doing. You have to go to what's the problem. We have not been running our country for decades. We have been run by machines, just like in the Matrix. They give us just like Cyber, I can't think of the exact thing, the guy that got around. I want to eat steak. You think you're doing something, but it's not real. We're going to be like China. Do you want to be like China? I sure as the heck don't. No, thank you very much. I don't want to go there. Our country's worth fighting for. But we all got to get involved. We got to get informed, too. A country that does not know what's going on, you can't have a republic and be stupid or ignorant. No, not ignorant, not stupid. Stupid's different. Ignorant. You cannot be ignorant. You have to learn what's going on and get involved. They're poo-pooing me over there a lot, because I keep bringing up, why aren't you in? Why are you bitching about you go to the court and you get a piss-poor ruling on the permanent fund? You go to the Palmer Court and they're auctioning our children off for damn money. And you sit on your butt and you bitch. Why don't you want to do something about it? I have the state plans for every one of the 50 states. Every one of them is a code of federal regulation, which is under the, that's federal. There's nothing state about it, and it's all about money. And this is why Westlaw is so important, because Westlaw is the largest database electronic online in the world. I have access to look up all courts of all the court cases, state, federal, statutes, administrative law, federal register, CFRs, law reviews, Mertens, you never heard of it. It's like a how-to of the IRS. Anderson's UCC. Court cases, that all the stuff that's been filed, that's another, that was $100 extra for our group. Stuff that's been filed. And I found in there, United States of America is the sovereign body politic. Oh, really? How can that be? Wake up! United States of America is a sovereign body politic? I thought the people were in charge. They tell us that. We are. We just got to wake up and get in the fight with knowledge. I have an IRS list. I call it IRS. $250. Postal money order. You can't do Walmart. You can send a postal money order, or you can go Western Union. They're trying to unfund me. That's fine. I always somehow survive every month. And I don't care. I'm 79 years old, and you cannot, you never could threaten me, and you sure as hell can't do it now. I'm going to tell the whole truth, not part of the truth. And the stuff that I talk about, I have absolute conclusive evidence of from them. I read their stuff. I read the legislative history, congressional records. I have almost all of those from 1900 to the mid-1940s. I had several people paid many thousands of dollars to get those minds online because we're not supposed to have access to those. You have to pay Hines Online and go in and do a search, and you can download a little bit of a year. They don't want you to have it all. Oh, well, why don't you go to the law library? Yeah, about 100 damn feet, four shelves full of books. Everything you can do with, I can do more searches in 10, 15 seconds. That's all I do, is I do word searches and phrases. That's all it is. And then it's just sifting through all the stuff to read it. It's just like political rights and civil rights. They always talk about civil rights. This is a Supreme Court case. Ex parte, Commonwealth of Virginia, 100 U.S. 339, 100 U.S. 339, 1879. This was addressing the 13th and the 14th Amendment. They're talking about the 14th. It secures to all persons their civil rights upon the same terms, but it leaves political rights or such as arise from the form of government and its administration as they stood previous to its adoption. It has no more reference to them than it has to social rights and duties, which do not rest upon any positive law. Do you know what social rights are? Let's call identity politics. Let's tell them, let's pull the lid off of it. Identity politics. I like Jews, you don't like Jews. I like blacks, you don't like blacks. I like Cardinals, you don't like Cardinals. I like Eagles, you don't like Eagles. It's identity politics. That's what it is. That's social. And it's as though they are more potential in controlling the intercourse of individuals. That's right, because that's why we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights. We're not a democracy. We don't do mob rule here. We are now. It says, in the consideration of these questions, growing out of these amendments, much confusion has arisen from a failure to distinguish between civil and political rights of citizens. Civil rights are absolute and personal. And by the way, you don't have to be domiciled in this country to have civil rights. You can be in France. Political rights, on the other hand, are conditioned, dependent upon the discretion of the elective or appointing power, whether they be the people acting through a ballot or one of their departments of their government. The civil rights of an individual are never to be withheld and may always be judicially enforced. The political rights which he may enjoy, such as holding office and discharging a public trust, are qualified because their possession depends upon his fitness to be a judge by those whom society has clothed with the elective authority. The 13th and the 14th Amendments were designed to secure the civil rights of all persons of every race, color, and condition, but they left to the states to determine whom the possession of political powers should be entrusted. This is manifest from the fact that when it was desired to confer political power upon the newly made citizens of the states, as was done by inhibiting the denial of them of suffrage on account of race, color, and previous condition of servitude, a new amendment was required. It's suffrage and the elective franchise. We don't talk about that. Why? Talk in a minute.
Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it,
one shot at a time.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, we're back. This stuff, simple logic. This is what I like about Mike Lindell. He analyzes a problem. I don't know. I know why he's a multimillionaire, because he analyzes it and he does it. The machines are the problem. If the computers are rigged, it's irrelevant what you and I do. And I heard in the interim, with all the nonsense that I've been going through today, he said that they had a guy on that the Dominion software is done in Serbia. Isn't that special? over in Europe. That software is being written over in Serbia, not in America. And what was even more shocking, I was listening to, we already know that they can hack into anything. So you can take an iPhone and hack into stuff in like 10 minutes if you know what you're doing, certain stuff. None of it's safe, and you can't believe it. I mean, I knew they could get into stuff, but I mean, it's just unbelievable. We have to get away from machines, and they sure as a heck can't be connected like a demon. Oh, they're not connected to the internet. Oh, well, you didn't mention that there might be a wireless Wi-Fi in there, or Bluetooth, or some other means without being physically connected, but you are connected. How do you think we get all of those reports immediately all across? Or we're not connected to the, whether they stick their finger in the air and say, oh, yeah, this is the way it works. We've been stupid. The computer system is so, you listen to these experts on it. How do you find out if anything is corrupted? Some of these they were talking about, I forget the name of the one of the companies, was supposed to have the integrity software. They put a virus in it, embedded, and send it out to the people that it's supposed to be protecting you. How do you know? How does one know? You don't. There are billions of little diodes and whatever in these chips. And then if it comes from China, you know you're getting screwed. They were talking about one company that they went cheap, and all of a sudden they're having trouble with their networks, really slow. And they got to looking, well, what was happening is they had it embedded in there. They're shipping this information back over to China. Of this company, and they didn't know it. What is secure these days? Sure, not Dominion or those folks. I'll tell you what, it's just unbelievable. Like I said, I've set most of my mouth open of how you go to frankspeech.com and go down to this other retired colonel or whatever he is, and he's a very smart guy. I'll tell you what, Mike Lindell. That Frank, that physicist guy, too, they took the 210 census, and it mirrors all of the seven different counties all across the United States. The same bumps and everything. Same thing. And Trump got elected in 2016 because he overwhelmed the system. Well, they thought they had it figured out in 2020. But he was still overwhelmed him, so that's why they had to shut all those states down and figure out what we're going to do.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.